You're the Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
That's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets.
With Garrett Daly.
So, Garrett, we are starting with Bond news and Bond music news. Very
Bond
interesting.
Bond music news. So, award-winning producer, songwriter and film composer Dan Romer has been hired to handle the musical score for the new James Bond film, which does not have a title as yet.
We'd love to, Bond 25.
Bond
but
25.
This is interesting because, I mean, we've had Thomas Newman, we've had David Arnold since the John Barry era, so kind of exciting to have a new Bond composer.
Yeah, you see, this is because of the director. He would have worked with the director before, Cary Fukunaga, on Beasts of No Nation. So I suppose the unity of the two of them haven't worked together before, and here
the director
are.
Picks the composer
the
he wants.
Picks
yeah,
the composer that they want. Now there's a lot of pictures, as you probably noticed, on social media floating around because they were filming over the weekend in London, and lots of pictures of Daniel Craig
looking very suave,
yes. and the shots actually on the streets, which is great. They're not in a studio. Obviously, a whole lot of that movie will be done in the studio, but of course, weekends is when you get to shut down places to be able to close off streets and be able to do things,
yeah.
And they were out and about, I suppose, start to get people excited about it, because it's had its few incidences already,
the movie has. Early this week, Grace Jones arrived and then left.
Daniel Craig had an injury as well, which kind of just stopped production for a little bit of time as well. Of course, going way back to, trying to find the director for it, and the director moving on, etc., the Danny Boyle incident. So, look, Bond 25 coming our way, and it has its composer.
And it has its composer. Well, that is good news. Now, from one franchise to another.
Yeah, this is the... Do I sound excited about it? No, you know that we're going to get a new Batman movie.
Yes, and they're calling it what? The Batman.
The Batman. Yeah. And we were getting all the talk about who was it going to be. Was it going to be Nicholas Holt that was going to be starring in it? Is it going to be Robert Pattinson, obviously, beating out Holt to the lead role? Anyway, they're talking now about the role of Catwoman, which is going to feature in the movie as well. And the name that's floating around at the moment is Vanessa Kirby, who obviously was in The Crown, very successful in The Crown. Mission Impossible Fallout as well. And looking at her, the 31-year-old actress, to play the role. They've got other parts coming up in the movie as well, which is probably going to get people talking. This is the part of the Penguin and the Riddler and Two-Face. So I think there's going to be a lot of chatter around the casting for this The Batman movie. Which is expected to start filming, I think, early in the new year with a June 2021 release.
Okay, now tell us about The Flash.
The Flash has got a director who's entered talks for it. This is Andy Muschietti, and he did It and Mama. And it seems that Warner Brothers, who are deciding to finally put this movie into production again, have got a new director, because John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein, they're the directors of Game Night and Vacation. They drafted the scripts for this. They were slated to direct it, but it seems that they've moved on due to creative differences because they wanted to do something light, and that the film's star, Ezra Miller, wanted to go a little bit dark with it. So this has opened it up a little bit to do something, I suppose, slightly different with it. Muschietti's partner and wife, Barbara, will actually produce the film with him as well. So yeah, that one, it looks like it's got... I mean, they've had a bit of luck, actually, because Aquaman did well for Warner Brothers, and they brought in an interesting director on that in James Wan. And actually, the Lights Out director, David Sandberg, did tackle Shazam very well.
I suppose
they're hoping The Flash can be another success at Warner Brothers.
Now, whatever about casting Batman, casting the role of Elvis Presley has been an interesting one this week. Lots of names floating around.
So this is Baz Luhrmann's new film, and it has a good cast already, in that Tom Hanks has been in negotiations to play the Colonel, Tom Parker, in the movie. But I suppose the search is on to now cast Elvis himself. And some of the names floating about: Ansel Elgort, Miles Teller. We've also got the name of Harry Styles floating around as well, who made his big acting debut in Dunkirk, the former One Direction singer. So I suppose we'll know more, but Luhrmann wrote the script for this with Craig Pearce, is reportedly testing out all these actors. It's expected to sort of hand out the role very shortly, but filming aims to begin before the end of the year.
Interesting. Can't wait to see his cast on that. What about the Gremlins?
The Gremlins... there's been talk of a new Gremlins movie, and will it happen, will it not happen? And I think there was scripts floating about. I think Chris Columbus was considering doing it. He would have been involved with the original movie way back when. But Warner Media has announced that they are doing a 10-episode series order of Gremlins Secrets of the Mogwai. This is a half-hour animated prequel series to the original 1984 live-action movie. So I suppose what they're planning to do here is set a kind of origin story right back to where Gizmo was picked up in that Chinese shop, and that they're going to do it. This is for their streaming service. This is the example now of all the conglomerates deciding to take on Netflix, do their own projects. And so this is for a Warner Media streaming service. I mean, I think we're going to see more and more of this, revisiting properties that were very successful for them. Whether we get a movie, I suspect we probably will.
All right. Now, the Carry On movies, I would have thought, had their day and would be a wee bit dated, to put it mildly.
I would have thought so too, but film producer Brian Baker is aiming to release a range of merchandise based on the classic British comedy films, which will aim to raise enough money to revive the comedy film franchise. I don't know. There was 31 films, four Christmas specials, a TV series. And in fact, actually, the last one was in 1992, Carry On Columbus, which was dubbed the worst British film ever in a poll in 2004. So, yeah, I think, look, they were for a certain time.
I don't get that.
Will we see them come back? Possibly.
All right. Now, Galway Film Fly just around the corner. Looking good?
Yeah, there's a lot of great movies on. It's a great festival for Irish talent and new Irish cinema as well. So a good selection of films and talks, et cetera, which is all going to be taking place in Galway. Just a couple of highlights to mention. Jihadi Jane is a compelling debut documentary from Kieran Cassidy, which paints an intriguing portrait of the online post 9/11 world. Finky is directed by Dahi Keane, who did On Klondike. It's an original stylish Irish language drama about a musician and a puppeteer who finds his way into a hellish circus troupe.
Yes, more on that later, actually, because we have the score to play shortly from Finky.
Yeah, there's a lot of good movies. I mean, Animals is an Irish co-production as well. That will be hitting the cinemas shortly, but it's a good chance for people to see it there. Jack Rayner has a debut short that is going to be screening on the Saturday morning at the Fla as well. So just a lot of masterclasses, a lot of great films, and it's the 31st Galway Film Fla. So it takes place from the 9th to the 14th, and tickets and information are available on galwayfilmfla.com.
Okay, and you'll be talking to us from Galway next week.
Yeah, I'll be at the festival next week, so I'll give you an update and a report on some of the movies that go along and see at that stage. And yeah, and what the vibe is, because it's always a good vibe in Galway for the Fla.
It is indeed. Now, we mentioned Daniel Craig earlier, and he features in your trailer watch this week.
This is, check out the trailer for this and see what you think. I think it could go one way or another, but what
I totally
cast.
Agree. Okay, so give us the cast.
So the cast, Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, Jamie Lee Curtis, Toni Collette, Don Johnson, Michael Shannon, Catherine Langford, Lakeith Stanfield, and Christopher Plummer.
Lee Curtis, Christopher Plummer, Daniel Craig. It's sort of a whodunit, and I totally agree with you. I can't decide if it's going to be really good or maybe a bit dodgy. I don't know.
Well, Plummer plays the patriarch of a wealthy family who dies following a party, and so Stanfield and Craig's detectives have to solve the case. They have to stay in the house. It's kind of inspired by Agatha Christie films, and Rian Johnson directs it. So Rian Johnson had done Looper, Star Wars The Last Jedi, Brick as well. And
so it's called Knives Out.
Knives Out is the name of the movie. Check out the trailer for it. It's coming our way sometime in November. But like we
said, if it's sort of tongue-in-cheek, it'll work. You know that kind of way?
Let's
check out the trailer.
Yet.
Knives Out. Trailer. It looks quite funny, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, new releases in our cinemas. Spider-Man is back.
Heads up, Nick Fury's calling you.
Nick Fury's gonna call me?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because he probably has some hero stuff for you to do. You're a superhero. He calls superheroes.
Well, I mean, if it was really that important, he'd probably call someone else, not me.
Apparently not. That's it. No caller ID. That's him.
I don't really want to talk to Nick
Fury.
Answer
the phone.
Why?
Because if you don't talk to him, then I have to talk to him. I don't want to talk to him.
Well, why don't you want to talk to him?
Because I'm scared. Just answer the phone. You sent Nick Fury to voicemail?
Yeah.
You don't send Nick Fury to voicemail.
Did you hear that? They're calling me. I gotta go.
You gotta talk to him.
I'm gonna call him. I promise you, I'm gonna call him. I will.
You do not ghost Nick Fury.
Yeah, certainly good casting in Spider-Man Far From Home, Tom Holland and Jon Favreau in that clip, Garrett.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, it has a lot to live up to following the massive success of Endgame. And it is a direct follow-up from there. Yes. It continues the story, but Peter Parker needs to have a break, really, from his heroics and just go on a class trip to Europe, and he's chasing a girl as well. Mm. So it's all very simple, until Jake Gyllenhaal shows up and decides
to... He looks so nice initially,
he does,
doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He decides to ruin it all for him. And Samuel L. Jackson in the movie as well. And yeah, it's good fun. It's your typical summer movie. Lots of CGI in it. And as you said, Tom Holland, an excellent
Tom
Spider-Man.
Holland is great.
He's really, really
yeah.
good in it.
Okay, what else have we?
Midsommar is Jack Rayner, Florence Pugh starring in this movie about a couple that head on a lifetime trip to the Swedish countryside, Danny and Christian. They're expecting a sort of an idyllic experience they'll never forget. But it's not long before they learn the chilling truth about the village and its residents. It's from the director of Hereditary. And yeah, it's a kind of polarizing film for some people, but it's starting some interesting conversations. Mm. We've also got Vita and Virginia. This details the intimate relationship between literary trailblazer Virginia Woolf and her muse, Vita. This was partly filmed in Ireland as well. Isabella Rossellini also joining that cast. Mm. And then finally, we've got Anna, who is a former model, that's the title of the movie, Anna, turned one of the world's most skilled and feared government assassins. This is a cast that includes Helen Mirren, Luke Evans, Cillian Murphy. Luke Besson writes and directs this action thriller, and you know what you get with Luke Besson.
Indeed.
This type of movie. And then finally, just to mention, The Cold Blue is a tribute to one of the world's greatest filmmakers and the men of the 8th Air Force who flew missions after suicidal missions in the Second World War. It's called The Cold Blue documentary.
The Cold Blue, yeah. All right. What TV movie are you recommending?
So this is about a police sergeant appointed to security duty for the 2013 Boston Marathon, gets caught up in the aftermath of its bombing. It has a cast that includes Mark Wahlberg, Michelle Monaghan, J.K. Simmons, Kevin Bacon and John Goodman. Mm. This is called Patriots Day, and if you've not seen it, it's on Monday night on RT2 at 9 p.m.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.